There's certainly no shortage of enthusiasm for hitting New Hampshire slopes in winter, but there are concerns the ski industry is headed for tough times in New Hampshire in years to come. To explain why, we turn again to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Nashua Telegraph and the blog of the same name at granitegeek.org. He's not only been writing about the ski industry in his column, but he's been out in the snow. And so, David, welcome back.
Well, I'm glad to be back.
There's actually not a huge amount of snow on the ground in most parts of the state, and yet you're calling this a golden age for downhill skiing.
You don't need all that much snow for ski conditions because snowmaking is so wonderful now. In fact, that's really the main thing that has changed during my lifetime. When I was a kid learning to ski, natural snow was still dominant for depending on whether the season would work or not, which is why so many small ski areas went out of business in the 70s and 80s. Anybody who grew up around here remembers all sorts of little ski areas. Big Bear and Brookline was a real popular one around here. Indian Head just over the border in Tyngsborough, Massachusetts. They all went out of business in the 70s and 80s, largely because they couldn't afford snowmaking, and the snow wasn't really quite dependable enough to bring in business all year round. Until the 90s thereabouts, when snowmaking improved and snowboarding became popular enough that there was a new audience. I think right now we're in a golden age of downhill snow sports in southern New Hampshire. Pat's Peak has just done its first expansion in its entire 51-year history. They opened a whole new mountainside, a whole new triple chair. Crotchet Mountain, of course, was reborn a decade ago. They have a high-speed detachable quad chair, which is insane for a little tiny mountain in southern New Hampshire. Sunapee is doing just great guns. It's really turned into a very fine resort. There's lots of the small ones. Even McIntyre in Manchester, a tiny little city on McIntyre, is doing fine. And the Massachusetts, Wachusett and Neshoba are doing great as well. So wonderful time right now.
So even if we do end up with less snowfall than that traditional New England winter might call for, the business is evolving and finding a way to go forward.
Well, maybe. Oh, well, it's certainly evolving and trying to find a way to go forward. But as I argue in my column this week, is I'm taking the snow globe is half empty approach, and I really think there's a chance that the Pat's Peak expansion is the last one we'll see down here of any size. The problem isn't snow anymore because they can all make their own snow. The problem is temperatures and particularly precipitation. And then, of course, that brings us to good old climate change, which is the thing that's going to, I'm afraid, pretty much kill downhill snow sport during the rest of my life.
You can make the snow, but you can't necessarily keep it?
You can't keep it. There's research by a guy named Daniel Scott at the University of Waterloo, and one of the things he does is he does research, and he's paid good money, I think, by industries to anticipate how tourism and outdoor recreation industries need to change to adapt to climate change. And he did an analysis of northern New England, and he basically estimated, based on all the best climate models and, you know, calibrating them to what has happened in the past and what is likely to happen in the future, is that he didn't think the Pats or Crotchet would survive the next 25 years and that Sunapee would last much longer. And it wasn't that there wouldn't be any snow. It's that there wouldn't be a dependable snow cover for at least 100 days a year with a 75% chance of opening on Christmas. Christmas week is vital to the industry. And he said, if you don't make that, the chances are there'll still be skiing, but there won't be enough to keep a resort going, so they'll all go under, and that's his fear. And, I mean, we saw that perfectly. When I went to the Pat's opening, which was a week and a half ago now, the new expansion, it was a great day. It was just glorious, and it was snowing. It's wonderful. Next 2 days, it rained like crazy, and that is just a killer for snow, trying to keep the snowpack there.
Plenty to watch on that front. But I wanted to also, as we wrapped up, ask you about something completely unrelated. There was a story in the news recently where a woman from Londonderry was charged with second-degree assault for allegedly stabbing her father over a disagreement over the location of the Big Dipper. Being that you're the Granite Geek and being that we all want to preserve peace and harmony, could you give a few pointers to us on how you might identify the Big Dipper?
I can certainly try. That was a wonderful story from the Union Leader. Just never thought that backyard astronomy could be dangerous. The Big Dipper is actually pretty easy to find, but it's not as easy as you might think if you don't know where north is. And a lot of people really don't know which direction north is. So if you do know where north is, you can look north, you can see the pole star, and you can see the two pointer stars pointing to it. And once you see that, you see the Big Dipper that does look like a dipper. However, there's two easier ways to do it. One is to find it online, print it out, and hold it up against the sky. And the other one is there are all sorts of free apps available if you have a smartphone. There are apps that you can hold them up, and they will look at the sky for you and tell you what constellations you're looking at. So either of those can preserve peace and harmony in the family.
Well, David, thanks so much. Stay warm out on the slopes and
All right.
stay safe looking up at the sky.
Okay. Thanks very much.